Welcome back. Last week we touched on on the self. Yeah, so what constitutes the self? Yeah, so there are these three essential definition that constitutes what self is. Yeah, certain features about self. 常恒住不变力主宰性. The background that I was ordained in, this is almost a daily thing. Yeah, in almost all the lessons, my teacher will go through either in part or in whole this practice. And the gist of it is that is the question: why do we look at self? Yeah, the Buddhist approach insofar as the sutra and the commentary is concerned, we don't simply just go around asserting impermanent, no self-suffering. But if you look at the sutta itself, the sutra, the teachings inside the sutra, oftentimes the Buddha teach in a sort of a negation way, yeah, the reverse way. So instead of asserting that things are impermanent, he asks the students, yeah, whether it's permanent or impermanent. Or in some cases, he even, in a way, you can say, challenge them. To ask them, can you find something that is permanent? Yeah, can you? Yeah. In particular, in his dialogue, or you can say a debate with the ascetics from the other schools, that is the approach he takes. Because that's the assertion of the ascetics from other schools, that there is a self that is everlasting, permanent, unchanging, yeah, and has autonomy, has intrinsic substantiality. So, in reply to that, the Buddha simply asks, so, can you find that in the five aggregates? Yeah. And you find this similar conversation between the Buddha and many ascetics from many different schools. So last week we stopped on this page here.
如果是认为有我的时候，除灭了生死大患，就是我解脱了。 然后得涅槃就是我住在涅槃里的意思.
Yeah. So initially when we learn about Buddha Dharma, we don't know about no self. Or even when we learn about no self, we only learn about no self. We don't really know what is no self. We don't really experience no self, or we don't really see no self. So we may do all the other practice, but with a notion of a self. So, I do dana. Sifu receive. I didn't do dana. Sifu didn't receive. Or, he or she dana. Sifu receive. Now, we have this strong attachment to the I doing it, to someone doing it or not doing it, yeah, the notion of self is still very strong. So an example I often give in the Heart Sutra is that when this wrong view has not been transcended, even when we are doing giving, then it's giving with attachment. Yeah. So we give a pen to someone, and then, even after we give, that pen is a pen that was given by me. It's still with that link, that attachment. What is that? That's basically our attachment speaking. And not just that. I give this pen, or let's say, Zoping give, is this your phone? Let's say Zoping give the phone to me. Let's say, no lah, but let's say, And then after that, one of you asked, tell me that you lost your phone. So I say, okay, you take it. Take. Then she take it to use. Then the next week, Zobin see, how come Sifu is not carrying that phone that I give? Yeah, the phone that I give to Sifu. How come Sifu is not using? Then Zobin look around, how come another student is using it? Maybe Zobin may have this thought. Or maybe somebody else who give may have this thought. Yeah. Then, what is the thought? Maybe for some, rejoicing. Sifu is so kind. Sifu give. Actually, that's still with self. But in a way, a harmless way. But usually it goes the other direction. It becomes, how come Sifu take my phone and give it away? Yeah. Because if we truly are not attached to the phone, given away already, right? Then it shouldn't be. Even if you have a notion of yourself, if it's given away, it's not yours. Yeah. So it's actually many layers of attachment. Attached to that is given by me, and even after giving, still attached to it as yours. Yeah. That's why we get upset. How come you're not using it? How come it's given away? Yeah, so many different layers. And even in the case of not giving, we're also attached. Yeah, we're also attached. we insist that it must not be given by somebody else. Can only be given by ourselves. Yeah, and even when we, as simple as taking photos. Yeah, I've mentioned this in many classes. Yeah, some students after learning Dharma, then they feel, I don't want to take photo. Why? No self, ma. I shouldn't have so much ego, ma. Why should I take a photo of myself? No ego. Yeah. Actually, for most people, that is said with still an ego. Attachment to the face as self. Yeah. If you're really not attached to the face as self or the body as self, then it's taking the picture of something physical, not you. Then why are you so bothered? Why be so bothered? Including up to all kinds of giving, up to the practice of the paramitas. Even initial part of wisdom, but even more in the earlier parts. When we do, over here it's talking about how, talking about liberation. Of course, technically, once a person is liberated, the wrong view of a self is removed. More correctly, it is precisely because the wrong view of a self and the subtle pride and the delusion of a self is totally removed, then a person qualified to be called enlightened. Yeah. So this statement actually is more about those who think that they are enlightened. Yeah. And that's why there's always this statement. If you think you're enlightened, if you say you're enlightened, you're probably not enlightened. So over here mentioned, 天台智大师在四禅波罗蜜次第法门, 这里面中, 解释无色界天最高的一层天, 非想非非想, 非有想非无想天, 实云. So there's this text, 四禅波罗蜜. So this 是, happened to be the same as 释迦牟尼佛的是, but here is the meaning of explanation. So 四禅波罗蜜, the explanation of the perfection of wisdom. Or in the context of commentary, usually is using a much bigger word, the exposition of the perfection of wisdom. Then, in addition, 次第法门. So then it will be, to be more precise and complete, then it will be the gradual practices, the gradual practices the explanation of the gradual practices of the perfection of not wisdom, sorry, of concentration, yeah, or of jhana. You know, 是禅波罗蜜, so 禅波罗蜜. Yeah, so within that commentary, there's an explanation. What explanation? 解释无色界天最高的一层. Yeah, so the formless realm. Yeah, you all may remember the formless realm. Yeah, so we have sensual desire, form, formless. Yeah, now you know why. For us is so because in US, every other week or every other day actually, yeah, this is just mentioned. Can you imagine? For many years, every other day, just day in, day out, hearing this. Yeah. And because every day meditates, so cannot run away. Yeah. So for some people, when they go to US, it's very boring. If you don't like meditation, if you don't like teachings, go there, very boring. Nothing else. But if you're interested, you are in Pure Land. Unfortunately, that Pure Land has visa issue. So, 四空定, yeah, 色界四禅, 四禅八定. So, you will often hear 四禅八定, the four jhana and the eight concentration. The 八定 refers to the four jhana plus the four formless concentration. Yeah. In the Chinese Mahayana tradition and in the Pali canon, there's only four jhana mentioned. Yeah. I have consulted some senior Theravada monks because about something. I read somewhere, and there's somebody who, some monk ever mentioned the eight jhana. How come suddenly got eight jhana? So I took the opportunity to consult some senior Theravadan Bhante. And they told me, when I asked, then they look at me like, like if the Bhante is Japanese, then they will say, Zannen desnga, suguga wanwinas. Yeah. So the gist of what they said was, this is, how do I put it? Yeah, you are right. In the Nikaya, there's only four jhana and eight concentration. But in the commentary, then somehow in the commentary, Theravada commentary, suddenly the four concentration also called jhana. Yeah. But I think it's not common in all schools also. Yeah. So just to highlight, here we're talking about the formless concentration. So formless concentration, maybe I should write down some things, because I can see the text, most of you all cannot, then you all keep looking at this, then they are bokeh, huh? So I'm pretty sure, let me see, oh, that one is in the Heart Sutra. Don't have, okay. So we have 欲界, 色界, 无色界. So inside 无色界, there are four. 1, 2, 3, 4. So it's number four. So 空无边处定, 实无边处定, 无所有处定, 非想非非想处定. So this 非想非非想处定 over here in 四禅波罗蜜 is rendered slightly differently. 非有想非无想. Yeah. In fact, this is the more complete expression. Yeah. 非想非非想 is the, in a way, like a shortened form. Yeah. The full thing is 非有想非无想. Why? Because 非想非非想. So 非想 is 非有想. 非非想 is actually 非无想. Yeah. But many times you find that in the Chinese text, the translators, the masters, they always like to use double, double, double all over. Yeah. So sometimes it can be quite confusing. But once you get used to it, it's the same thing. So what about this? So while explaining this number four, is neither perception nor non-perception. Oh, quack. The fourth level of the formless concentration is neither perception nor non-perception. Yeah. So, in the In this form concentration, I think, if I don't recall wrongly, the fourth jhana, there's one particular concentration that is the non-perception concentration. Yeah, that's one that has no perception. Yeah, then everything else, yeah, all other states, all have perception. Okay, all other ones, including yu tie, also have perception, ma. So, neither perception nor non-perception. What is it talking about? It's talking about neither perception. So all the different realms, the different levels with perception excluded. So once you exclude the neither perception, the only one left is the non-perception. And then here it says exclude this also, nor non-perception. Understand? can get it? So there's one over here, yeah. There's one here which is the non-perception. Wu Xiang Tian. Okay, there's a Wu Xiang Tian somewhere there. So all other worlds have Xiang, except this one. Then how about the fourth state, number four of the formless realm? This one is transcending even all other perception, yeah, and also even non-perception is transcended. Virtually. So in the text, it says there's still a very subtle sense of awareness. But it's so subtle that perception can... None of the perception found everywhere else is present. So it's so subtle that the mental activity cannot be compared with all other of the other states. So according to my teacher, as a result, beings who reach this super high state, the mind is so subtle, it is virtually dormant. I mean, he didn't use the word dormant, but he said something like, tai wei si le, yeah, too subtle. And as a result, not able to 不能做观, not able to do vipassana, cannot do contemplation, cannot do observation, because it's too subtle. And so, if you recall, the first two teachers to teach Buddha meditation, Alara and Udaka, they reached the topmost two level. The in base of nothingness, yeah. 无所有处定, yeah, 无所有处定, already very subtle, no, yeah, it's like the mind, nothing in the mind. So sometimes some students first lesson after meditation, Sufu, when I sit, nothing inside. Yeah, I mean, not to discourage people, you know, cannot just say, you go far, cannot say that, I must have a bit of compassion, but usually it's actually not there. Yeah, it's that the mind is not sharp enough or not subtle enough to observe the activity. Yeah. Or, you know, when you are going with the flow, you actually are not aware you are going with the flow. It's only when you stop, then you see the torrent of thoughts. Yeah. So for many people, initially when you meditate, don't feel anything. Then suddenly you feel like there's an increase in thoughts. Actually, there's no increase. In fact, there might be a decrease. It's just that the mind becomes subtler, so you observe the torrent of thoughts. Yeah. So here, this one is different. This one, the mind is totally quietened. Yeah. Quietened to the point where it cannot do contemplation, cannot do observation. Yeah. So that is also why when the Buddha first attained enlightenment and wanted to find suitable candidates to be taught the truth, he thought of his two teachers. But when it came to him that these two teachers have passed away, and because they were teaching these two level, they have been reborn there, it's to no avail. Yeah, he cannot teach them because at that state, not able to do any of the practice. My teacher further added, those who have reached jhana and above, yeah, form jhana, and the formless concentration, if this person don't practice no self, this person don't practice this person don't practice learn Dharma, wow, I tell you, the ego of the meditator not like that. Yeah, why? Because not including those who think wrongly that they attain jhana, those who really attain jhana. Because once they really attain jhana, and especially if they have the developed certain of the psychic power, then they can directly observe. Oh, then a different kind of ego arise. The ego where you truly see, oh, in the whole of Geylang, I'm the only one who attain jhana. Oh, piang eh. Ayah, waste my time. Can you imagine? Like, if let's say you are rich, you are quite proud, ma, but you don't really know how much money people have, you know. Yeah, but if one day, when you are very rich, and you, one look, you can see how much money people have, and you realize that, whoa, piang, as far as the eye can see, you are the richest, no. And actually, you have exceeded their wealth by this much. The next richest person don't even come close. Unless you have been a very humble person or very grateful person, otherwise tendency is, whoa, you'll be like, whoa, piang, ah, the ego, the pride. So my teacher said, those who reach this state, another obstacle, especially those in the higher, the formless state, difficult to practice or even learn Dharma, even listening to Dharma. Why? Because they feel so full of themselves. Yeah.
Achievement
in
terms of state of jhana is actually independent of your other practices. That means even if you are not practicing in daily,
like what you said,
learning Dharma,
okay.
So independent.
Yes, jhana is a separate practice.
I'm getting confused. I thought the two are like intertwined.
No, not necessarily. The si chan and si guo is actually separate path. But up to third jhana, then it becomes more intertwined with this. So to have this, you don't need to have this. But to have this, at some point, you will have this. So they are not mutually inclusive. Yeah. My teacher oftentimes highlight, 我们要记得我们是佛教徒. Yeah, we must remember we are Buddha's disciple. Yeah. 我们是佛弟子, we are Buddha's disciple. 禅定是共于与外道, the jhana, yeah, and concentration. This is common to the other schools, the non-Buddha teaching school. Yeah, because even before the Buddha attained enlightenment, there were already people practicing concentration. Yeah, It doesn't mean that we are taking them as enemy. Don't get me wrong. But to see clearly that path, if you just practice, if a person just, I sit meditation and then quiet. If you can do that, that's wonderful also. But must be careful. Why? The downfall of that, if you just go one track on that, but never practice and learn the Dharma, then it's very easy to have such a high pride, then even later on you want to learn, you find it hard to learn, very hard to learn. So in one particular sutra in the Anguttara Nikaya, the Buddha actually interestingly highlighted, he said, there may be those who are developed in tranquility, that means samatha, but not developed in vipassana. Then he may look for someone who is developed in vipassana. And when he looks for someone who is developed in vipassana, the person may not be developed in samatha, but still you can learn vipassana from them. It may be that someone is developed in vipassana, but not developed in tranquility. In which case, then you should learn from someone who has developed tranquility. Very interesting. Yeah. Even in the Buddha's time, there is already this divergence. We just like to do what we are good at, just not mentioned. Yeah, something we are not good at, boring, sian. And actually, maybe I should have highlighted, when we say that something is boring, we are actually projecting our restlessness onto that thing and making it as though it's that thing's fault. But actually, that thing is as it is, no? You know? That thing is as it is. But it's our own failing, then we project it outwards, boring. Not my problem. This is boring. Yeah. So even in the Buddha's time, there are those who incline towards the development of wisdom. There are those who incline towards development of concentration. Yeah. So, despite that, perhaps precisely because of that, the Buddha highlight that both groups should learn from one another so that you can progress. So even more so today. Yeah. So aside from that, let's see what this this master had to say. 天台智者大师, I'm not sure whether you are familiar with him. So, 天台智者大师, this 天台, yeah, is actually talking about the 天台山. So, the lineage actually takes on this name. So, this master is from this 天台宗. Yeah. Some of us may be more familiar with the word Tendai. Yeah. Yeah, that's a Japanese school. Yeah, and it came over from China. Yeah, and it's a direct lineage from Tian Tai Zong. So in this Tian Tai Zong, they have this Zhang Tong Bie Yuan. This is something else apart from what we're learning. So one of the master, one of the key master is Zhizhe Da Shi. In a way, you can translate as the one who is wise. His name, Zhizhe Da Shi. So, he wrote this commentary. Yeah, so what did he say? 外道入此定中. Yeah, so when those ascetics from other schools, when they enter into this concentration, which concentration? The neither perception nor non-perception concentration. Yeah, what happened? 不见有无. Yeah, 不见有无, 而觉有能知, 非有非无之心. Yeah. So when the ascetic from other schools enter this concentration, it becomes so subtle, they don't perceive the presence or absence of anything. Yeah. But there is this sense of what? 而觉有能知. Yeah. There is this subtle awareness, yeah, of this knowledge, yeah, of what? 非有非无之心. That there's still this presence of mind that is neither have nor not have. Yeah. So it becomes so subtle, it's almost ambiguous, you know. Yeah. 即此心. Yeah. And this 即 would be to discriminate. Yeah. 即此心为是真神不灭. Yeah. And interpret, discriminate this very subtle sense of a mind as what? As the one true God. 真神恩. I'm just saying according to this. Don't think Sifu always want to bring in God to take a bit. 真神不灭. So this is actually from way back. Yeah. And this 智者大师, he's not basing on his own interpolation. Because this kind of mindset existed in the Buddha's time, among the ascetics. Yeah. When they reached this very subtle state, my teacher ever explained, why do they come to this conclusion? We observe 山河大地都在改变，外世大内世大、all the external world, external physicality, yeah, the mountain, the rivers, the great land, all subject to change. Internal four elements, four great elements, external four great elements, all changing. Yeah, all the mind that is of the lower state, all subject to change. Oh, but this subtle awareness of a presence, oh, this lasts. Oh, this is the permanent essence of this world. Yeah. Oh, 这就是真我，常住不变。Interestingly, in many of the Chinese commentary on meditation, there's a lot of highlight on this state.That this is not Nibbana, this is not the 真神不灭. Yeah. But in some of the, don't mind me saying, in some of the commentaries or the teachings given by some of the meditation masters in the Theravadan tradition, their description of what they perceive to be a very high state or even enlightenment.Actually parallels what has been described. But yet in the Mahayana tradition, that is not described as Nibbana. So there's a question mark there. I'll leave you all to go and think about it. So, 那一层天有微细的想, very subtle perception, very subtle mental process, very subtle. 没有粗显的想, no gross kind of thinking.微细的思想是什么呢？What is this subtle thinking？ 就是非有想非无想天的人执着认为So it is basically the attachment and the conviction of beings in this state. Yeah, what is it？ 其他世间上的一切事情都坏了So you see.I didn't remember my teacher wrongly. So everything else can be spoiled, will decay and pass away. 都清除了，唯有这个长恒住 only this permanent everlasting, 不变异 这个异他们错别字错了，不是这个异 能觉知的我 only thisUnchanging self, yeah, 没有坏 doesn't decay, yeah, 依旧存在 is still permanent, is existing, 常住不灭 everlasting, 不灭 doesn't cease, 这就是我 this is Atta self.Soul， 这就是非想、非有想、非无想的境界。So this is this is what beings of that state experience. Now in Buddhism, we may say, "Hey, but if we reach this state, we learn Dharma, we just go to this state. At least we don't have to, face the tribulations of our mortal life or as a human being." Later got health problem lah. Later got work problem lah. Later got this problem, that problem, all kinds of problem. Might as well go there. There are many accounts of why this state is not ideal. Why? In a way, you can say that it does free you from all this problem. In this state, no suffering that we can think of.All the suffering you can think of in this life, no problem. In this state, no such suffering. The ones that we are facing, stomach, no. Because the mind is so, even the mind is so subtle. Not to mention, most texts say actually no body. It's just the state of mind. The downside, when you enter into this concentration, in other words, or rather born into this realm, you persist for a long, 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 long time. If you think about the sensual desire realm, the lowest, the lifespan is already very long, you know. If you go to the top of the sensual desire realm, it's like in terms of kapha. First jhana already, is it 20 kapha? Second jhana, 40 kapha. Then after that, 60 kapha. Yeah. In terms of kapha, yeah. And it's not kapha, 20大劫. Yeah. It's not 20劫, it's 20大劫. Yeah. So 20 great kapha, 40 great kapha. By the time you reach 无想天, the formless world, huh? The lifespan so long that to ping yawn. I just say how many kapha, how many. Yeah, it's okay lah. I know you're tired. Yeah. So what happened? In a way, it's good, huh? It's just like that, the problem. You're just popping out of, in a way, almost like going into a dormant state for a long time. And in this long time, you're not cultivating. You're not even gaining worldly merit. You're just in a, it's like, imagine now you suspend work. Unsuspend. What happened? Nothing happened. Basically, in your karma pool, no extra things happen. You are using up the cultivation you have put in, and to reach this state, very difficult. I mean, not so easy. And so, what? In many of the texts, they ask, so if you do that, then you are basically wasting your time. Yeah. Because after that, when you come out, you are still back to square one. No? That means you just sort of go into suspend mode for a long time and then continue. You think about it, that's basically what it is, you know. Yeah. Yeah. So if you want to do so much practice to reach this state, might as well not reach this state. Might as well reach jhana and then do vipassana, boom, immediately arahant. Yeah. Then after that, bodhicitta, boom, immediately stage 7. Then boom, immediately Buddhahood, come up. Oh, lagi better. In the 玄奘 那个 西域记, not 西游记, that means his actual journal when he went on to his journey to India, I recall that he is said to have met someone, and that person asked him, has the golden man appeared? I cannot remember the exact Chinese word. Some of you maybe know better. The question was, has the golden man appeared? Something like that. And the golden man actually refers to the Buddha. So the Xuanzang Dasu said, oh, you're late by 1,000 over years. Already come and gone. Then that cultivator was like, then I miss. Then I enter the concentration again. So Xuanzang Dasu told him, no, don't waste your time. You enter, then you miss the next one, then you again, you keep on entering, then come up, check, oh, miss again. Then, because once they enter, time for them doesn't matter. You know, it's not the same as us, you know. For us, just wait for a lift, boring. Not just you, I tell all of them. But once you enter, you are able to reach this state. One whole day is no problem. You just abide in this state. No? Suddenly, time pass. Yeah. Good with dealing with boredom, but it doesn't do anything because you are not improving. So Xuanzang Dasu told him, go to supposedly, I don't know how true this whole account is, said to have told him, why don't you go to the east, and wait for me to bring the teachings or something. Yeah. And supposedly, Kui Chi Dasu, it is said, some of this is accounts, I think said that Kui Chi Dasu is the rebirth of that cultivator, something like that. Yeah. 有没有记错? 我不知道, 我看他点头, 我还以为他, 他说, Yeah, so, so there's this account. Yeah. So if you are good in doing meditation as far as samatha is concerned, that's wonderful. But keep this in mind. Yeah. Otherwise, in a blink of an eye, Maitreya Buddha again already passed into Parinibbana. Oh, Pyonghae, who is the next Buddha? Yeah. Then you ask around, oh, Zhouping Bodhisattva. Oh yeah, Zhouping Bodhisattva is another how many kappa away? Oh, jialat. So, 若是承认有我, what happened? 说这是佛性. So if a person acknowledge that there is a self and says, this is Buddha nature. My teacher, although he was trained in the classical monastic way, he's under his original lineage is Tien Tai Tsong, you know. Yeah, but later on, as he go through a lot of teachings, he actually adopt Madhyamika and Yogacara, ultimately Yogacara. So when I met one of the late masters last time, and he know that I was ordained under my teacher, you know what he told me, Longgen Zala, he said, oh, 那你是天台宗的子孙. I said, oh, jialat. Oh, very heavy burden. Yeah. But despite that, my teacher oftentimes take jibes at this, at the classical lineage, yeah, the traditional lineage. Yeah. 这是佛性. Yeah. 那非有想非无想天, 应该成佛了. Yeah, so he says, if you acknowledge that there is a self and you say this is Buddha nature, then all those who are in that state have already attained Buddhahood. Yeah. Why? 因为他的这个我解脱了一切的苦恼. Yeah, because that self that he has experienced has already liberated all the different suffering. Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, in that state, that very subtle mental awareness, none of our suffering now. Yeah. But kidding, that is not actually permanent. The trouble with our ability to perceive impermanence is this. Like now, our body, although is subject to change, even our body, when we wake up, we don't feel that we have changed. Yeah. Until one day you look at a mirror, you look at a picture, ayo, lao liao le. Oh, lao liao le. Until you meet someone younger, then you tell the person about something, then the person, what are you talking about? Oh, then you realize, oh, old already. Yeah. At least we have it seems like we have a reason. But imagine if you are in this state, there's no point of reference of change, you know. Yeah. And this subtle state, subtle awareness of mind, there's no movement at all. So it feels as though it's a very permanent thing that lasts how long? Don't know how many kappa. You know? So very easy to then give rise to this wrong view. Oh, this is permanent and everlasting. This is the true self. Yeah, so must be careful of this. 在那里坦然常住，应该他就是佛了。Then stably abiding there, then by right, this person should be Buddha. Yeah? But 但是佛说, yeah, but Buddha says, 那人还是生死凡夫. Yeah, that those beings that were reborn in that state are still subject to birth and death, are still unenlightened. 连出国圣人都不是. Yeah, not even qualified to be considered Sotapanna, the first stage of stream enterer. 所以佛法是不承认有我论的. Yeah. In Buddhism, we don't recognize the presence of a self. We don't subscribe to the teaching of a self. Yeah. The teaching in Buddhism is no self. But the pretext is, what is self? something that is of the essence of who we are. Yeah. Even as we speak, maybe a part of us still feel, but it's me listening. Well, but you can investigate who is listening. In all the different branches of Buddhism that touches on panya, on prajna, on wisdom, all of them would point towards there is listening, no listener. There's thinking, no thinker. There's doing, no doer. There's breathing, no breather. Yeah. You observe, it's only just these processes. No person behind the process. This is the crux, the essence of the teaching. Yeah. 若菩萨有我相、人相、众生相, 受者相, 即非菩萨. So this is a stanza that we have here, and you are wondering, what behind this stanza stuck here like that? Huh? Until now, still haven't moved forward. No, I'm not complaining. I'm not blaming my teacher, okay? But those who were ordained under my teacher really appreciate his devotion, his time, his patience in going through the text very thoroughly. Yeah. Because it's not difficult. One whole paragraph, okay, this part is talking about this, okay, next paragraph. This part is talking about this, and next paragraph. Yeah, then easy to just gloss it over. But this whole section, 这四句话, yeah, so this four stanza, yeah. 若菩萨有我相, first one, 有我相人相众生相受者相我相人相众生相受者相 即非菩萨. Yeah. So 有我相是总说, yeah. So to have the perception of a self, that is the overall declaration. So 执着有我的人, so those who are quite I know you are very tired, huh? Try not to lean. When you lean, easy to fall asleep. Sit upright. Otherwise, you come, you make the effort to come, then in the end, I tell you something, maybe you want to try something else. Because when you write, and you write this way, right, easy for you to fall asleep because there's pressure on your neck. What if you try this? Take a cushion, sit on the floor, but use the chair as a table. Then you want to try? Try for 10 minutes. Because unfortunately, we don't have tables here. Yeah, so you can try. Then it may help you posture, then easier to sit upright. You can sit on two. Then you have a chair as a table. Okay? Easier to stay alert. So, 执着有我的人, so those who are attached or insist that there is a self. What about them? 认为我们的生命有老病死. Yeah. So they have this thought. Our life have aging, sickness and death. So what does that mean? When we say our life, actually the aging, sickness and death refers to our physical body. Yeah. We can also say to our existence. So this is the physical body, aging, sickness and death, quite apparent. Yeah. Maybe it takes time to observe, but it's apparent. Apparent means visible, you can see. But 但是老病死里有个不老病死的. So within this existence, this body, if you will, that is subject to aging, sickness and death. Within this, there is something that is not subject to aging, sickness and death. I've mentioned many times, I've been reflecting, recollecting, observing myself. When you think about early on when we are singing birthday, yeah, Zhouping, were you the one who was so excited? Say you are excited, lah. Let's say. Yeah. Did the cake, was it nice?
Yes.
Was it you who eat the cake? Now I'm confused. Maybe it's not me. Yeah. When you all were, not just him, those who were here, when you all eat the cake, was it you who eat the cake? Of course it's me, Ma Sifu. Yeah. You didn't eat cake, lah. We eat, Ma. So it really feels like it is we. But yet, we know that even though it's just a half an hour or so, or 1 hour, this body has changed. So is it still the same? So it feels like it's the same person. And since this body has changed, so there must be something else that didn't change. Yeah. So although we say that, oh, white tao, oh, other school, the one wrong view. But actually, very subtly, our perception, our experience somehow keep on almost like nudging us, you know. We feel like, yeah, a bit of conflict. Intellectually, consciously, when we read all this, Buddha wise, huh? Wow, high wisdom, perfection of wisdom, well, see, no self. But then, deep down inside, in our day-to-day experience, oh, self, eh? Yeah, so, that's the problem. Yeah. So, 那个我, yeah, that self, yeah, that self that doesn't change, apart from our changing body and so on, what is that? Yeah, 那个我是常住不坏的, that self, that me, yeah, that essence, the one that doesn't cease, doesn't break down, doesn't decay, is not subject to all this. Yeah. 如果有这样的思想, if there is such a mindset, such a thinking, 就是有我相, then you are someone who have the perception of a self. So, to really qualify as Bodhisattva, not so easy. Yeah. So we usually when we say, "Aiya, Pusa," actually it's guli. Yeah. Because Bodhisattva have to start somewhere. Wa. Yeah. So before the first stage, all like that. All are not like that. Yeah. Before you reach first stage, all still have attachment to a self. Still, I mean, consciously can agree, but you know, in terms of that gut feel, go the other direction. But don't feel so beat up over it, because we have to start somewhere. We have to start here. At least we must recognize this. Recognize that, okay, we have this this subtle but very innate sense that there is. Okay. Because once, only when you see that, then you can maybe work on it. So, 人相、众生相、寿者相. So, 我相、人相、众生相、寿者相. So, that is the 总说, yeah, the overall declaration. Then, the rest is 别说. So, the rest are separate declaration. Yeah, the separate declaration is basically expression of the core declaration, the overall declaration. So, 人相指现在, the second one, so self, first of all, overall is self, then second, 人相, so present, then 众生相指过去, so from past life, then up to present, then 寿者相指未来, from now to future, okay? 我相、人相、众生相、寿者相. 人相, so 人相是指现在的我, yeah. So, this is the one. The me presently, yeah. 在六道轮回里，表现于外的是人的相貌, yeah. So, outwardly expressed as a human, 不是地狱，也不是天。 是人。So according to my teacher here, it is specifically to human form. Yeah, but in the context of the of this scope, I suspect this 人相 may not be specific to human. May not be specific to human, but let's take a look. So, 众生相, 是指过去, 这个我从过去久远, 久远久远以来, 到现在, so the second one, 众生相, so last week I mentioned about the 五众, yeah, the five aggregates, so, and also from life to life, yeah, grasping on to another aggregate, then aggregate pass away, then grasp on to another one. Yeah, so this 众生相, from life to life up to this point. Yeah. 生了又死, 死了又生, yeah, die and born and die, die and born. Yeah, so 经过很多很多的生, 很多很多的死, 视为众生相. Yeah, so this is named as the we can say multiple life. Yeah. There's actually a term for this, putgala. Yeah. Suo chi chi. So multiple grasping. Yeah. One life after another life. Yeah. So okay. Next, 受者相 是现在的生命结束了，那个我是长寿的，他能无穷无尽的存在下去。 Yeah, so from this point onward, all the way until I die, but this body can die, but this self, expressed in that sense, has eternal life. Yeah, 受者。 这个我在未来名为受者, yeah. In terms of future, it's known as the one with lifespan. I'm doing literal translation. Sounds a bit odd, but I'm trying to just so that you can link it to the original text. Yeah. 这是分三世合起, yeah. 合起来, 就是我. Yeah. So from the past plus present and then future. Together, conjoined together, then we say this is the different expression of self at different time period. But having said that, to me, the second one, 这个, 人相, 我相, 人相, 众生相, 受者相, to me, the 人相, according to my teacher, is specific to the outwardly appearance of a human. But to me, this would limit the scope. Which then, for example, an ant wouldn't have 人相, isn't it? Yeah. But does it mean that then it's in some way like a bodhisattva? No. It still have a sense of a self. Yeah. So this 人相 should not be, to me, limited to literally 人, yeah, but more like a being, yeah, that I'm existing now. Yeah. So if you are 人, then it's 人相. Then if you are dog, then it's the 狗相. Yeah. Attached, I'm a dog. Yeah. Then that will cover all the different realms. But bodhisattvas don't have this attachment to any of these states of existence. Instead of just limited to 人相, yeah, because otherwise the rest never cover other realms. Doesn't mean that bodhisattva just don't have to be as attached to human realm. Other realms attached is okay? No, cannot be. Yeah, the bodhisattvas are not attached to any of the realms, and that is why they are able to be to arise in any of the realms at, when it's required. For us, we are attached to the realm that is pleasant. Yeah. And now as a human being, we cannot imagine any other realm. We can see other realm, like animal realm, cockroach realm. Yeah. But we are attached to, I'm a human. Yeah. In fact, there was a monk Buddhist, who had been a Buddhist for 20, 30 years and served as a translator for, I think, the Dalai Lama. After 20, 30 years, he converted back to Catholicism. Yeah, and he wrote some articles about his experience. And he said, all the teachings are fine and good except the rebirth. He cannot contend with the possibility of himself being born as a cockroach. I mean, not despising him for that, but from that statement, you can see this, attached to the existence as a human. So cannot transcend that. Not easy lah. I mean, to be fair to him, even though he has been a Buddhist for 20, 30 years and even served as a translator, a person can translate all they want, but if it never translates internally, So, 但这个我是长寿的，他能无相无尽的。这是分三世，而且来，OK。菩萨有我相，即非菩萨，那是指一般的凡夫，不是佛教徒。若菩萨有我相，即非菩萨，那是指一般的凡夫，不是佛教徒。 Yeah, so ordinary worldlings, they have a sense of that attachment to the self, so cannot be considered bodhisattva. Yeah, but of course, my teacher say 不是佛教徒, but I think a lot of 佛教徒 also have. Oh. Yeah, 菩萨发无上菩提心是一个很伟大的佛教徒. Yeah, so someone, a bodhisattva, who have evoked bodhicitta, such a person is can be considered to be a very great Buddhist or disciple of the Buddha. 加上有无我论的思想, and on top of that, you add on the teaching of no self. 能通达无我意, is able to penetrate into the essence, the meaning of no self. 有般若的智慧, have the wisdom. 般若智慧 actually is 就是有智慧, huh? Yeah. Maybe we can see this way. Earlier, I think last week I highlighted this also. But now as I look at it, 有般若的智慧, I think we can see it another way. So what is 般若的智慧? What is the wisdom that is prajna? Prajna wisdom and non-prajna wisdom, we can maybe delineate in this way. Prajna wisdom is the 初世间的, the supramundane. Then the worldly wisdom is the one considered without prajna. Yeah, I think that's how my teacher delineated it. So, 有般若的智慧, so the wisdom with that is supramundane, what happened? 这才是菩萨. When you have supramundane wisdom, then you're considered bodhisattva. That day I shared with someone, although not everybody is here, but I feel that I should share. I shared with someone the meaning of 小菩萨. The volunteers are called 小菩萨. Yeah, but the society, when we were choosing the society name, the 小菩萨, did we put in 小菩萨?
Yes.
Yeah, but it wasn't chosen. In the end, it becomes 小护法. Maybe the volunteers are very humble. But do you all know why I call you all 小菩萨? Partly because the previous name was 甘子对. So I had to come up with a different name. But I chose 小菩萨 as an aspiration. 一个期望, yeah. I see you all as budding bodhisattva, but not quite there yet, yeah. So, 给一个字, 小, yeah. but 还是菩萨哦，不是大菩萨，但是还是菩萨，是小的菩萨。Yeah, it's actually a, at least in my mind, it's actually looking at the very precious potential. Yeah, very precious potential. But you all don't want to be 小菩萨。So, yeah, so you consider, 要有般若的智慧，这样才是菩萨。You must have the supramundane wisdom, not worldly wisdom. What is worldly wisdom? Programming is worldly wisdom. Checking things is worldly wisdom. Making phone calls, that's worldly wisdom. Making sure that everything balance is working.Is worldly wisdom. Why do you think I keep on saying this is not so crucial lah? Roughly can already. I'm not saying that I want you all to just do any bad account. We should have good accounting. Yeah. But to be a bodhisattva, this is not a qualification. This is not a requirement. This is not a prerequisite. Yeah. Okay, I should wrap up here. You know, before we registered the society, I even put in other names like Happiness Club. And then they thought that I was joking. And in the constitution, I initially suggested not to use words like committee. I say we call it team. And they're like, you see, while words itself has no inherent meaning, but we are easily swayed by the names. Very easily swayed by the names. So sometimes while names are not, if you are a cultivator truly, whatever name it is, doesn't matter. Yeah. But for most of us, although we try to cultivate, we are still affected by the names. Imagine if you go to work and your position is shit man. Yeah, then every day you feel, how do you feel? You know, go to clear shit one, no? Yeah, your name is shit man. Versus if your boss, if your director tell you, you and Heng Lun, the two of you are my commando. Why? Oh, you feel like you're ready to die for your director, no? That's what my director told me. Yeah, so he's so good with psychoing us, no? But actually, he treats us very well. Like, sleep in the office, you know, to do all kind of things. But because I feel that he said that to us, in part because we really deliver also, you know. So at that point in time, I suggested, the reason why I thought about some of these things recently is because that day I saw an article and the society, the group name of that group was something club, yeah, and then it reminded me of that name, Happy Club. Was it Happy Club? I think it was Happy Club or Happiness Club or something. And all of them, and I'm like, why not? Initially, they even want to have the standard or something Dharma, what society, you know. I'm like, come on, we already have a lot of society, you know, yeah, they call it a club. Happiness Club. Yeah. You make people think, hey, what is this? Ah, and then you can tell them. Yeah. Never mind, name can change.
来合掌回向，愿消三障诸烦恼，愿得智慧真明了，愿得智慧真明了，普愿罪障悉消除，
世世常行菩萨道，阿弥陀佛，
起立。